Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Some NFL, it's kind of sad. I don't know. It's kind of sad when a guy just throws everything away. Isaiah Wilson, first rounder for Tennessee in the 2020 NFL draft, just last year. What a mess.
The questions always asked of draft prospects. What will player A, I'll just use Isaiah Wilson. This is what a team's supposed to ask. Okay, guys, here we are in our draft room. All right, you had the, Gary, you had the Southeast region. You're going to run us down. I want you to read all of his character stuff and then read his football stuff to us, okay? Big body, incredibly athletic, not a great bender. Has the ability to play in a variety of schemes, huge upside, long, very powerful, immature, had issues with, you know, tested positive a couple of times, blah, 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 blah. You go through all that. Okay, now let's all ask the question. Ready? What will Isaiah Wilson do with more money, more time, and more access available to him? You ask that question. Apparently Tennessee didn't have a good answer, didn't have the right answer, because almost immediately as he got into the league, he was partying at COVID party. Basically, in the midst of COVID, he's at college parties. Colleges he didn't even go to. He was at college parties. Didn't he almost jump off of a house to try to escape the police?
Yeah. Was it a hotel or a house?
I think it was a house party.
Yeah, house party.
This is before he even played a game.
And then he's putting out videos of, there was smoke, and
he was supposed to be at
supposed
to be at a practice.
Right.
Instead, he wasn't at a practice, and he was smoking weed in a car. Well, I don't know if it was weed, but he was smoking something in a car, and then he was doing videos, Instagram videos, where he was on a car with some girls.
Doesn't seem like he was that
committed. Out a rap video. Yeah,
I don't know.
That's just me. Well, what? So I'm assuming you're going to tell me this is a feel-good story where he's turned it all around?
Well,
he turned it all around?
He was traded to the Dolphins, and then he didn't show up.
No, the Dolphins. Oh, yeah, he didn't.
He didn't show up.
He didn't show up.
And so the Giants took a shot at him.
The Titans was like a DUI. He had a DUI with the Titans. I think it was with the Dolphins where he didn't that's what it was. It was Dolphins, he didn't show up, and then did the video where he was smoking and dancing on a car.
Right.
That was when the Dolphins were like, hey, we're giving you a second chance.
Yeah. So the Giants gave him a second chance, but he unfortunately he couldn't stay awake during meetings. So he was on their practice squad, and he's no longer there.
Well, maybe he was sleeping.
Maybe he's narcolepsy.
Maybe he's got narcolepsy, yeah.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he's like Gilbert in that way.
Maybe he has narcolepsy.
Yeah. He is kind of like Gilbert in certain respects, because I don't know anybody that could waste more. The dude is a first-round pick.
He's a freaky athletic potential.
And cannot be a bigger waste. So the most important game. The most important game, and I just saw a stat by ESPN, final game of the year. In the final game of the year, apparently the Raiders are 4-16 over the last 20 years in the final game of the year. I think that's how I read that. Worst record in the Raiders are playing the Chargers in what appears to be a huge game here. Herbert at the Raiders now. I could certainly see the Raiders stepping up. The Raiders stepped up big time against the Colts. And the Colts are one of the most dangerous teams in the league. The Chargers, not so much defensively.
No.
They're They're horrible at times defensively.
Which is crazy considering some of the talent they have on their team.
Yeah.
I mean, they've invested some heavy draft picks in their talent and money. So the Raiders, I think that's a really intriguing game. Derek Carr has hung in there and played pretty well. Darren Waller started off on fire and then was injured and has not been the same player. He's just wearing out the targets to little Hunter Renfro, who he's getting the most out of. Hunter Renfro, you lost your deep ball speed with Henry Ruggs. We know what happened there, by the way. Another DUI with a Raiders player we didn't talk about yesterday. Yeah. But Josh Jacobs has been pretty good for you. Like, really good job by Derek Carr of hanging in there and still being a relevant team, I think. I think Derek's done a nice job this year. I also think he's one of those guys just good enough that the Raiders will stay with him for a long time and by the end go, I wish we had somebody better this whole time.
Are they good enough all the way around, though? That's a question. I mean, is this on Derek
Carr? No, it's not on Derek Carr. I just think I'm just making a comment about quarterbacks. You get to a point where you have a quarterback that it turns into the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. And I think Derek has actually had some nice seasons. Ever since John Gruden came in, he actually became a better quarterback. But this is a really fascinating game to me. Not that I don't think either one of these teams are dangerous in the playoffs. But I just think the way the AFC West, you look at the AFC West and how it's being built up, Raiders, Chargers, I mean, Sean Watson could be a Bronco next year for all we know. I think he wouldn't mind going to Denver. And, of course, the Chiefs. I mean, that is a potential superpower being built over there in the AFC West. I think the Raiders have some pretty good talent on their team.
Who you got Sunday night,
Raiders? I'm going to take the Chargers. I think Herbert and the Chargers step up. I'm not a Derek Carr truther. So I think we'll see the Chargers step it up, and I actually don't think it's going to be super close. I think the Chargers. What's the number in it? Do you know?
I don't.
I like the Chargers. Something like, 28-17. Or no, I think it's something like 31-21, 31-24. I think Chargers win and cover.
This the last game. It's -3. Chargers are -3.
Yeah, I like the Chargers to cover. And win, obviously.
Win and cover at the Raiders. I don't know. Raiders surprised me last week, boy. I can tell you that. 9:14.
They surprised the
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's fun when your back is against the wall. Like, that's what I love watching. This is playoff football.
Yeah.
We get an early playoff game.
Yep. Yep.
You're eliminated. The Jaguars are in a playoff game.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
They didn't think they were. They'll be dressed as clowns in a playoff game. The Houston Texans, not the same, not winning in, but there's something for the Titans to play for. So the Texans are going to play in a little bit of an elevated atmosphere. I mean, we've heard from Nick Caserio, the building's been on fire for games like the Jets and the Chargers.
We got to hear about that
again. The fans have been amazing.
For those of you that weren't with us early, we got evidence. There is evidence that there is life at NRG Stadium. Well, I'm not sure that it's not another world that Nick Caserio's living in, but we'll talk about that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, we need some insurance.
TGS Insurance can help you then. If you have homeowners insurance, and you have homeowners insurance, when's the last time you shopped a homeowners insurance quote? And if your answer is, oh, I don't know, 5 years ago, I haven't for a long time, then you have watched your rate go up and up and up. And I know when I say that, you'll say, actually, I have, yeah. Or if you don't handle your homeowner's insurance quote, why don't you ask your husband or your wife, hey, what are we paying for that? When's the last time we shopped it? Because you can take the word money and text it to 232323. That's money. Text that to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You give it to them. Within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And it's going to be a quote for A-rated homeowner's insurance. And they will have shopped multiple A-rated companies. Why would you not look for the best rate? Why would you not look for a competitive rate for A-rated insurance? You're throwing away your own money year after year after year by not shopping your homeowner's insurance, and you can do it very easily with no strings attached by texting the word money to 232323 or going to tgsinsurance.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst,
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This reminds me of the end of Animal House. All is well. All is well. With the kid, waving his arms. Nick Caserio. It was Kevin Bacon, yeah. Yeah. Nick Caserio on
Texans TV.
On Texans TV on their website, talking about the fan base this year.
Yeah, I would say the fan support really throughout the season has been great. I mean, once you get in, whether it's a New England game, you get into the Jets game, the Chargers game you mentioned, it's been pretty loud in the stadium. So I think, we've had support, from the fans and, from the area, which is quite frankly, awesome to see. I think they believe in the things that we're trying to do, and you're starting to see that come to fruition.
Wait, stop. Okay, let's just count. Rewind that. Let's just count as we go along the number of things that we think are just not true. Ready? Go.
Yeah, I would say the fan support really throughout the season has been great. I mean, once you get in, whether it's New England, the England game, you get into the Jets game, the Chargers game you mentioned, it's been pretty loud in the stadium. So I think, we've had support, from the fans and, from the area, which is quite frankly, awesome to see. I think they believe in the things that we're trying to do, and you're starting to see that come to fruition on the field. Understand, we have a long runway in front of us and a long way in front of us to go. But, when you play at home and you get the support, from your fans,
six.
It brings a little juice, brings a little energy. I know the players sort of feed off of that. So, again, when we took over, we're trying to put together the best team as possible that, not only the organization, but the city can be proud of. And, unfortunately, the wins and losses are what they are. But, we realized that there was going to be a lot of work and a lot of time, a lot of effort that's gone into this. And, like we've talked about during the season, there's been a lot of things that have gone on kind of underneath the surface. We've made a lot of progress, and I think if you continue to do those things, then ultimately it'll translate into more success, which is more wins and losses on the field, which is ultimately the fans just, they want to be a part of a team that wins and has success and does it the right way. So that's our responsibility, and we're going to try to continue to do that.
By the way, Nick can run on sentences now. Nick is he can run on.
So you have not seen this show. Now, I love this movie. There's a movie called What We Do in the Shadows. What We Do in the Shadows is one of my favorite movies to watch. It's a mockumentary. It was done by Taika Waititi, who, was responsible for, he and Jermaine Clement were responsible for A Flight of the Conchords. And he was a Jojo Rabbit whatever.
He's awesome.
He was the one who was Hitler.
Awesome.
Is Taika Waititi is. He's done a lot of great stuff. What We Do in the Shadows, you really need to watch it. It's fantastic. I actually own that when I bought it. And it's these three vampires, and they live in like Vancouver. No, I can't remember. New Zealand, Vancouver. I can't remember where they live. And, it's their characters that are really, really funny. It's very, very well written. Well, they made a TV show out of it, and it's on Hulu now. I think they've had three seasons. And so it's called What We Do in the Shadows. So they've made slight alterations to it. So there's three different vampires, and there's one called a day vampire. And the day vampire is just some guy. You've seen him before. He's bald. He's got the George Jefferson. He's kind of got the bald with the hair around the side. He's got glasses on. He talks like this. Short sleeve dress shirt. He feeds, instead of blood, he's a day vampire, and he feeds off of energy. And so what he does is he goes, and he has long, boring conversations, and he sucks the energy out of people. Like, in real life, you know people like this, right?
Yeah.
He talks like this, and it's very much like, so when you see, whenever I was doing my lawn, I noticed that there was a sprinkler head that was, that kind of conversation. So his whole character is he feeds off of people's energy. That's his vampire. He's a day vampire. And so his, like, when you hear, he bores you to death. I think Nick Caserio may be a day vampire, a day walker, as he's called, because his answers go on and on. They have nothing to do with anything that you ask. You at some point you find yourself like, why am I still here? I can't get out of this.
You think he's a daywalker?
I think he's a daywalker where he is sucking the energy out of every question that you ask. It's at this point, I recognize it's intentional. Like, he's doing this on purpose, totally like a daywalker would do, which is drain the energy from your body with questions that answers that completely suck you dry, because he's not answering a question.
No, he's not answering.
He's not answering any actual questions. And when he does, he's just saying what appears to be fabrications to extend the answer. That's what it appears to me.
I think he's trying to say as much as he possibly can without saying anything.
Do you think he leaves a meeting and he calls Bill Belichick later and he goes, "Hey Bill,
yeah,
you got to see. They asked me about the fans. I'm going to send you the cut. Watch what I. You got to see this. They asked me about drafting linebackers. You're going to be blown.
Did you suck their energy dry?
I don't want to tell you. I'm going to send the clip to you. Watch how long. My answer is 3 minutes and 52 seconds. And the question was, is Zach Cunningham still on the team? Watch what I did. You're going to love this. I wonder sometimes if he turns it in building and walks off the dais. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I told you I could make it go 4 minutes and 45 seconds. You told me I couldn't. Pay up. I wonder if it's all a big bet sometimes, because his answers are so classically. What is this, prankster? What's the show called? Unintentional or
Impractical
Joker? Impractical Joke. Is there somebody like Jack or Matt Bazergan or James Lipford in his ear just saying, "Okay, now say, we have great fans. We have great fans," and they're really really loud in the stadium. And it's really, really loud in the stadium. Now, see, you can barely even hear when you're in there. And sometimes we can barely even hear. Man, this is great. This is awesome. Now, say we've got the best fans, and they're really supportive here in Houston.
We're feeding off the energy.
Say we're feeding off the energy.
So here's the problem, though, because this happened. I knew coaches that were on the LSU staff, and they would go into a meeting, an eight-hour meeting with Les Miles, and they would all come out and go, "What did we do?"
That's an energy. He's a daywalker.
He's a daywalker.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, and he's a double talker, and he's a Les is special. Anyway, he's a special coach. He won a national championship. Mm-hmm. I'm worried, because this is what we're getting from Nick Caserio in press conferences. I'm worried. Do you think that this is what's happening behind the scenes as well, or is he playing us?
Who?
Nick Caserio. He's got to be playing us, because if this is the kind of meetings and the kind of what happens behind the scenes with the Texans, then nothing gets done. And
No. He just doesn't respect the media. I truly believe. And look, I'm not trying to slander Nick Caserio.
But that's the Patriot way.
No, exactly. It's the Patriot way. I just think he doesn't respect us. We're not football people. We're just media. Yeah. We couldn't understand. He's not going to waste a lot of time telling us football stuff.
A lot of time.
Well, actually, he is a time waste, but his answers are big time wasters. But I just don't think he respects us, so there's really no reason for him to give us a real answer, because he doesn't respect us as people, like, who are covering football. He doesn't respect – I don't think he respects the fans or medias. It's not that he doesn't respect us as people. He doesn't respect our ability to handle football stuff.
Well, and he doesn't have the pelts here yet to be like Bill Belichick. And patronize us and just totally blow us off. Well, he doesn't have the pelt yet.
The only place it ever works is if you win at an insanely high rate.
Bill O'Brien did that with us and didn't win.
And it actually flipped where he actually would answer. You didn't know what you're going to get from day to day. Sometimes he'd give you good answers. Sometimes he wouldn't. He'd be pissed off at practice. He'd bring it into the answers. One thing that I thought was good is he started the players where they had to say, "I'm just trying to read the playbook. Yeah,
eventually
younger players were able to answer real, like he got away from that Patriot thing. But that is all just meant to, it's us against the world. And that includes the media. It includes the fans. That's what I think Nick is doing. I don't think there's any way he talks like that in the building.
I hope
you couldn't get anything done.
Nothing
ever.
Done. Nothing. Nothing. You can't get anything done. Let's
Day go. Daywalker.
All right. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on that? You're more than welcome to get in here. Just one segment to go before we got a few things that we haven't hit on today. We will get to those before we hit News of the Weird coming your way in just 15 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 933 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So, by the way, it's not a daywalker. They're called energy vampires.
Energy vampires.
Energy vampire. And here's Colin Robinson, energy vampire. And tell me if this, any of this sounds like a Nick Caserio answer. It doesn't have to be at a press conference. His close personal friend Mark Vandermeer asked him a question. And I think it's just at any point, this is what your answer could look like.
The thing with motion smoothing that you have to remember is you want it on for sporting events, but off for TV and movies. Even take a football movie like 1974's The Longest Yard, starring mustachioed actor Burt Reynolds.
Dude, you're blocking kickoff.
Well, better to not watch the game at all than to watch in the wrong format, right?
Call it enough.
One of the hard things about being an energy vampire is that even when you're being sincere and maybe looking for some reassurance or support, people think you're trying to drain their life force. I wish people would understand that I don't live to drain. I drain to live.
This woman is an astrophysicist. Actually, this is not how space works. Read a book. Now I just wait for the comments to come in. Hey, can you mansplain any louder?
Yeah. So maybe Nick is just draining to
draining.
Live.
Draining. Yeah. You think he's
maybe he's just draining
energy
to live.
Vampire.
Because I just know he gives answers like an energy vampire that goes, well, what we have is, I mean, you can't, we already know he doesn't answer questions with answers. Yeah. He just has soliloquies that at times feel random. And this is all I can come up with, energy vampire. Yeah. As long as he, which is fine as long as he drafts well and builds a winner.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if he ever says anything. Just give us a winner.
But
I don't care.
But please,
that's all we want. Let me ask you, well, you know, we haven't even touched on Ken Rosenthal. Ken Rosenthal was basically let go by MLB Network, and the belief is that came down from Rob Manfred, who is, in my opinion, one of the worst commissioners in.
It goes like this:
in
Rob
all
Manfred, worst commissioner; Adam Silver, second worst; best, Roger Goodell. I think we can all agree on that.
He works for him. He works for Roger Goodell. That's why.
Pops up on the.
On your check?
Nothing anyone gets checks anymore, but if I did, it would
say
have
Roger
it.
Goodell.
I do get emails from Roger Goodell.
You do?
Yeah. It's Roger Goodell. It'll say from Roger Goodell, like, hey, what's Rog reaching out for? And I'm like, oh, there's a lot of people on this.
Maybe he wants to go out to dinner somewhere.
He hasn't asked up to this point, but if he comes to Houston, 100%.
Send him to Rio?
I'm not taking him to Rio. I sent Matt Rule there. I sent Alonzo and John Schneider there. I ain't sending Raj there. Like, hey, you ready to do a shot? Commission. Like, listen, Ryan, don't make the commissioner in two shots. I'll get in trouble. Dana White goes there. I'm not letting the commissioner go there. I'm sorry.
David Aldridge came to his defense, and it was pretty good. David Aldridge said this: I worked for Turner Sports, which operated NBA TV and NBA.com in partnership with the league for 14 years. You know what David Stern did when I wrote or said something he didn't like? He called me up and cussed me out, but he didn't go to my bosses and try to fire me.
David Stern really did. That doesn't shock me.
I like that.
No, I like that, but I don't even think David Stern should be going out and going after a writer because he doesn't like his opinion.
Well, I mean, he reaches a lot of people. And if you feel like he got it wrong, because you know David.
Yeah, okay. If you feel like somebody got it wrong, if it's their personal opinion and you don't like their opinion,
right,
be a little thicker skin.
Or
than
be
that.
Or hey, be a team guy. Let's go.
But don't go try to get them whacked.
Yeah, right. You know what? I like that a hell of a lot more than Rob Manfred
did.
Does
Ken Rosenthal strike you as a is a muckraker?
No, but he obviously has some things to say.
I am Ken Rosenthal. Do you like my bow tie? I just want to say that I believe
he's not
that
Russian.
I believe Rob Manfred could do a better job as the commissioner of the league. We have to find out as if the minor league systems can begin having a better revenue-producing model with the ability to share revenue. I think that what the commissioner has done has really been problematic in terms of handling the COVID spike.
Whoa. What a muckraker this Ken Rosenthal is. Who are they going after next? Oh, it's me. What's his name? Squeaky? The other little guy? Not Rosenthal. Yeah, Tim.
Well, I just want to say that I'm very nervous right now after my friend Ken Rosenthal fired from the league. And
well, Kirchen ain't going to say nothing now.
And then Passan's next? Like, are they getting all the little guys? Like, are they all down? Is every small baseball writer, is he going to go after all of them?
Little teeny baseball writers?
I don't know what it is about baseball writers, but they're small guys. They seem harmless enough.
Well, I just think it's crap. Now, he is going to continue to ride for the Athletic, but Rob Manfred can suck it.
Shout out
Rob
Jeff Passan. I'm just saying he's diminutive. There's nothing wrong with Aaron. There's nothing wrong with me saying that those guys are all diminutive.
No,
they're diminutive guys.
No. My job is to get these guys to come on the air with you. None of them. I've already gotten.
What is Kirchen saying?
Well, you're never going to get Passan on this show.
Well, listen, you can stop Passan. Baseball reporters who have texted me back and said, "Yeah, I'm never doing that show." I'm like,
all
right, well,
Passan's out.
Now
all
the other three
Passan's out. Even after I
apologize, that's it.
Even after he
don't
texted
say
me,
other
and
guys are out. Kelly Eiko was just with us.
Even after I was involved in a 2-hour text fight with Jeff Passan one time, I think he's still out. Obviously, but my point was that Rosenthal seems pretty harmless. Yeah. Kirchen is harmless. Yeah, they're small.
Now,
but they're
I
also
wonder,
harmless.
Is he going to still work for Fox? Because he was doing their sideline stuff or whatever
you
they
ask
call it.
Manfred.
No, I don't think you asked.
Is he allowed to?
I don't know. He was working for MLB Network, but now, is he going to continue to work for Fox?
In fairness, I don't think that they, like, I don't think the NFL Network, technically it's owned by the NFL for now, but there's talk about potentially Amazon buying a big chunk of it. But, you know, I think it's fair to say the NFL Network, which is owned by the league, doesn't want people clowning the league.
No, but did Rosenthal do this for the Athletic? Is that where he got in some trouble because he was writing for the Athletic?
Well, they'll still say you're a representative. Right. Like if I did something that was if I represent the NFL, I mean that's why. I mean, we joke about it, but I have to be careful about it. I don't want to go. I don't want to do stuff that's
like
inappropriate on the show.
Right. That's why I always keep it.
Yeah, that's
sure
why
that
you
you're...
do. Like the whole, you guys got mad at me about male golfer. Golfer, male golfer. What is it called?
Male golfer, female golfer, food.
And food. It's a brilliant concept. I'm here to tell you it's genius. I just don't want it tied to me necessarily because I could see where a more sensitive group of people would say, hey, this is problematic.
That's why we got to play it at the Christmas party, because you weren't there.
No. And I was cool with, I thought that was great. Are you going to act like Wendy doesn't think the same thing?
Oh, she thinks it's problematic. There's no question. But, I don't know.
Once you're with Disney, you're like, hey, we got to take a little wider angle, lens view of this.
Don't worry.
Once the money gets up there.
But over the years that we had one complaint about male golfer, female golfer food. And it
was it from a
white
female
guy.
Golfer?
No, it was from a white guy.
But that's how it happens.
Yeah. And he complained to Carol. And Carol said, I'm Asian and I like it. So I don't give a rat's ass what you think about it. So.
Carol Baskin or Carol from China Garden?
Carol from China Garden. Not Carol Baskin.
Because Carol Baskin's also.
That bitch.
I know. That's what everyone says about her.
Yeah, if you're going to call her by her full name.
Yeah, that's her full name. Yeah.
That bitch, Carol Baskin.
Yeah. All right. Sauce Gardner declared for the NFL draft.
Yep.
What do you think?
I haven't watched him yet, but Daniel Jeremiah has him as the number one corner in the draft.
Over Kobe? Is Kobe coming out? Is Kobe out?
Kobe's
too?
Out, too.
Yeah.
And definitely over. And he has him over Stingley, too. That's the one that's going to surprise people as DJ put his cornerback ratings out. I haven't watched him yet. I watched Stingley. A little disappointed with Stingley. His 19 tape is way better than anything else you see in 20 or 21. Looked like a guy playing not to get hurt, playing not to hurt his draft stock. The last target of his tape it was against Central Michigan, and a guy got behind him and beat him, and the pass was overthrown. And then he never played again because he had a foot injury.
Yeah.
And I swear, I was like, man, this feels like I don't feel like hurting my stock. Because he definitely didn't want to tackle. Like, Stingley wouldn't tackle against UCLA. So I think, but in 19, he was a totally different player. So I guess you got to, watch the 19 tape and assume that's who he still is. But Sauce Gardner, DJ just told me, we talked last night for the first time, the whole time from, you know, from a draft standpoint. And he's like, man, he's on a different level. Like, Sauce is,
yeah,
Sauce is the truth. So I'm interested to watch Sauce Gardner. I'll be watching him this week. But lockdown corner, who I think is going to end up being the first cornerback drafted off the board. Stingley is going to run into 4.3s, and he's going to jump over 40 inches.
I just don't.
But Stingley also didn't come back.
1 year.
Stingley didn't. No, he played 2020.
How many games?
He played the whole season, most of the season. I was surprised. I thought he didn't play that many.
It.
Well, he played 7 games. I take it back. You're right. He's played 10 games over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
10 games.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm sorry.
And he has very little tests. I watched the Alabama game because he played against Alabama, and he would cover Devontae Smith, but it was just bracket coverage where he didn't play true man-to-man coverage. They had help. And anytime he wasn't on Devontae Smith, like, Derek Stingley wasn't trying to be involved in a play. Like, if he was involved in coverage on combination routes and stuff, he wasn't trying to peel off and cover Devontae Smith.
No.
And the one time he did, Devontae caught this incredible touchdown.
Making a business
over
decision.
Yeah, but that's good. Now, that is the thing that will bother teams. Opting out of bowl games, that's not really going to bother teams. Not really playing hard for 2 years, that's going to bother teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just kind of going in cruise control until you get your money. That's going to be a problem for teams.
Yeah.
They want to know that you're really competitive.
Absolutely.
Did Devontae Smith look like he was making business decisions his last year at Alabama? No, he's winning a Heisman.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
making and going balls out on every single rep.
Right, right. All right, when we come back.
Kyle Hamilton did make a business decision. He could have come back, too, from his injury. But that's one thing you're going to start seeing more of. When you get injured, a player is going to sit out the rest of the year with an injury when he's going to the draft. That's going to happen a lot more.
Well, hey, great work by the Polish police department. We'll tell you how they caught a murderer. It's been on the run for 20 years.
Okay. All right. Oh, does this also happen to coincide with News of the Weird?
It is new. It is weird.
Okay.
It's News of the Weird next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All state side, there's nothing weird. I'll tell you what's really weird. What's really weird is if you don't have Allstate windows. Because Allstate siding and windows, or Allstate windows and siding, I should say, they have the very best. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com is the website. It's time to change out those old aluminum windows to some solid, beautiful windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're made right here in Texas, and they're energy efficient, and they're built for the Texas tough weather. The freezing cold, the wind, the excessive heat, they've got you covered on all of those. And you can keep your house warm and energy efficient and save on that electric bill throughout the winter months. Call 832-204-1936. I'm telling you guys, the way that they install is very, very professional. They get it done quickly for you. 832-204-1936 for an appointment for your free window inspection today. Get 25% off your windows, and for a limited time, you get no interest for 36 months when you mention ESPN. Invest in beautiful quality windows. Call Allstate Windows and Siding today or connect with them online at allstatewindowsandsiding.com for an appointment. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Windows and Siding.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, Soccer Matters is jumping off. That's tonight, right? And Glenn Davis is going to have the new manager. I guess they're called managers, right? He's having the new
head coach.
An exclusive interview with new Dynamo manager Paolo Nagamura, as well as an in-depth half-hour conversation with general manager
male soccer coach
Pat Onstad. So make sure that you guys check in. If you're a Dynamo fan, he's going to have the exclusive first interview with these guys, and you can check it out. Our buddy McCool is listening, and he said, just before we get to male golfer, I mean, before we get to news of the weird, not the other one. He said, this is what the new Dynamo coach said this week. He said, I think this is what fans want from Caserio. And the new Dynamo coach said, look, I believe the fans are upset with the last few years, and it's going to take work to bring them back. No doubt about it, we're going to need to get results on the field to earn their trust and their belief back, and that's what we're going to work for. It's that simple. That's all you got to say.
That's all.
That's all you got to say.
That's all. No, listen, the atmosphere has been great. It's unbelievable, the crowd noise. And by the way, most of that is piped through the system.
Yeah, does Nick know that? Mm-mm. Or is he just in on that joke?
I don't know if anybody filled him in. Time for...
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is what we call irony, Lance. Police in Poland have arrested a convicted murderer who'd been on the run for 20 years. How'd they catch him?
Insta?
Nope. He was detained in a shop because he wasn't wearing a mask. Of all the people that should be wearing a mask.
Like COVID mask?
Is a guy who's on the run. Yeah, he
That's
wasn't
your
wearing,
natural advantage.
That, I mean, of all the people, you can't be a dumber murderer.
That's your natural advantage.
I'm making a statement. I'm not wearing a mask. Man, then I'll do 25 years in prison.
What are you doing?
Dumbass? Wear a mask. You are a murderer. You want to hide your face from everybody.
A murderer who's an anti-masker?
Yes. But he did. Okay. He held his ground. He's got standards.
I mean, listen, you're not a hypocrite.
Nope. Here's an interesting story. Would you like, now you have a 17-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was featured on Channel 13 yesterday.
Well, that's right. He was on. Yeah. Well, a U.S. science teacher has been arrested for vaccinating a 17-year-old student. Ms. Russo teaches biology, held on New Year's Eve, could face 4 years in prison if convicted. There is a video of her giving him the shot, and here's what she says. You'll be fine, I hope. That is not, when I get a vaccine, is not what I want to hear.
Why was she given the vaccine?
I don't know.
And which vaccine was she given?
Well, by the way, she didn't. I don't think she knew. She had obtained a vaccine.
COVID?
That's still under investigation on how she got it.
It's a COVID vaccine,
I assume? It's a COVID vaccine. Yeah.
So she just is rolling around with a COVID vaccine like, here we go, Teddy.
Speaking of male golfer, female golfer food, a viewer called to criticize a TV anchor in Missouri.
Oh, this is so dumb.
Over being very Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the TV anchors are too Asians?
So I watched the video.
They're too Asian.
She talks about all the food that are New Year's Eve food, cornbread, black-eyed peas, you know, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm Korean, so we had dumplings. And then this caller said, hey, keep all your Asianness out of this, okay?
Mm.
Stop being so Asian. And she's like, I'm sorry. And then I read Twitter comments, and there were Asian people saying, I'm sorry, don't speak for Asian people because we never had dumplings on New Year's. Like, and then I immediately just exited out of Twitter. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. There's no reason for me to be here.
Pabst Blue Ribbon had to apologize. Apparently, they tweeted. They had a tweet that said, eat A if you're not drinking. Pabst Blue Ribbon got a little aggressive with people who weren't drinking.
There's no way. I mean, that is somebody who, that's a 23-year-old dude who tweeted that.
Not drinking this January? Try eating. Well, not pork butt, but yeah.
Did they delete
similar.
It?
Similar. They had to delete it and then apologize.
What was it? I'm curious about what the apology sounded like. So, okay, I can't say it out loud. I would love to reiterate what the tweet said. Unfortunately, a member of our staff, who's no longer with us, tweeted for those of you who aren't drinking to eat. But we do not want you to do that unless you want to.
I kind of like the thought.
And it's consensual.
You know, if you're not drinking, a man was sentenced to 8 months in jail.
Yeah.
Apparently, he choked a woman till she was unconscious.
That's no good.
So that he could smell her feet.
That's really no good. It went from bad to worse.
Wait a minute.
I like pretty feet.
No.
Is this?
No.
Could this be
you? I don't want to smell anyone's feet.
Well, you like pretty feet.
I don't like stinky feet.
Don't you like? Well, what if they smell good?
I like my wife's feet.
What?
They're cute.
What
if she didn't have one of those crazy ass long toes?
Yeah. Apparently you do like.
I don't love crazy ass long toes, and I don't like smelly feet. I don't like things that stink.
No. No. No one
does. You weirdos who. I knew a girl in high school who liked the smell of skunk and gasoline. Like smelling gasoline when you're done pumping it?
Wow.
What is that?
Well, that's a high that you're trying to get. Let me ask you this. Do you agree? Big-chested women. Now, we can't. We're not going to body judge or body shame.
Yeah, I'm not judging.
Apparently, big-chested women are now calling themselves AirPod-shaped. Do you think you should call women AirPod-shaped?
AirPods like the ear things?
Like the ear things.
I mean, if they started, I should be able to say it.
Well, yeah, if that's what they would like to be called. Apparently, this is what they...
AirPod-shaped?
That's how they want to be referred to. AirPod-shaped.
I mean...
You think you should walk around calling women...
Hey, nice
AirPods. AirPod-shaped.
No, you mean like saying something like, hey, nice AirPods? I mean, it's worth a shot, I guess? It's new.
Does that replace?
I feel like it's still new.
Right.
I mean,
it replaces when I was growing up as headlights.
Yeah.
So.
Thank God it's 957. Thank God.
We got to progress. And as a country.
They also call women dames and broads. Okay? We move forward, John.
That is true.
We move forward.
We're done.
The AirPods now.
Charlie Palillo's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. It's about to be.
Bitch. My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.